Sessions.
The Buckeye Show Field Pass, featuring Ohio State insider and owner of many show ponies, Matt Andrews.
Matty, you're over at the shot right now. The game time coming up here in less than 2 hours. What's going on, bud?
Well, that call made the hair stand up on my arms. In your opening segment, I think you should just go ahead and play that as your last segment tonight because you guys were on fire. Hard to get football off the mind, but we're going to try pretty hard here as the Buckeyes men's basketball team takes on Morgan State tonight at around 9:05, although we're told that there could be a slide time, believe it or not, a little bit later in the event that the volleyball runs a little long. So go figure.
At least we got that to look forward to, which is nice, Matt. So you're going to be on the sidelines tomorrow. You are going to Ann Arbor. What is your day like? You know, I mean, obviously you're doing the game tonight, but how much sleep are you going to get tonight? And what time are you getting on the road tomorrow to go up there?
Well, it'll be all right. I'm not sure if I will go to sleep, but we'll see. We're leaving DR Railsback. Myself and Greg Snapp are going to depart around a little before 5, 4:30-ish. We're meeting up in Delaware to head north because Coach Mossick and team are already up there, Mr. Keels as well, and we're Deuce Stark already up there, and they're set up, ready to go, and we'll join the party tomorrow morning, and I hope the trip home is one that we can really enjoy.
Matty Andrews, it's good to talk to you, buddy. And it's just it's a wild day. We got some late night Buckeye basketball, and it's just going to transition and blend us right into the game tomorrow. What a time! It's got to be exciting for you. What is your gut telling you right now? What, just give me everything that's going on with you just a night before the game.
It's a referring to football tomorrow. It's a combination of nervous energy. It's a combination of that along with angst, along with some confidence. And then all of a sudden, I just think to all the little unbelievable dynamics to this game. And I'm like, well, maybe it won't be the year. But this team is so talented, and they face such little adversity all year. I got to think, and our usher buddy over here in a section to our left, Tom, who keeps us all in line, I said, Tom, what do you think about tomorrow? He said, there's no way they're losing. Chase Young is on our team. And I really believe, along with Chase Young and the other number two, that very well might be the difference. Look, the Lions have to play well. They have to not turn the ball over. But if all in all and the Buckeyes don't turn it over, those two players – I really believe could be just the sole difference on both sides of the ball in the game.
Matt, we know it's been 7 straight now since the Wolverines have had a W. That's been well-documented Urban Meyer's success in this rivalry game. First time for the new head coach, Ryan Day, especially going up to Ann Arbor. If there is going to be one thing tomorrow, if you're Jim Harbaugh and you're trying to get after this team, what are you even trying to pinpoint? What is their weakness, and what do you think Michigan's going to try to do to try and get an edge on Ohio State?
Two interesting points there, Brandon. And again, this goes back to the other little dynamics of the game and the rivalry. Harbaugh has to win. He needs a win. He desperately has to win. They have to be embarrassed about last year. They've talked about it every day all year, we're told. Ryan Day's first game in the series. Like, he's got to go out and begin his legacy in this thing. So those are on that side of the coaching ledger, it's remarkable how those are two main lines. I think Michigan has to throw the ball long and deep and take shots. If they're going to think that they're going to run the ball for 4 or 5 yards a carry, I don't think that's going to happen. Now, then again, I remember prior to 95 not thinking Tim, whatever his name was ever going to do what he did. But at the same time, I think Michigan's got to open it up, try to go deep. They've got to hope that Sean Way doesn't play and take their chances that way.
Matty Andrews with us here. It's the field pass, getting some special access. I think back to some of the great games and some of the wins that Ohio State has had in this current streak. That's 7-0 under Urban Meyer. And the clip that we played coming into your segment here, Matty, was it's just shocking to me that was the very first overtime that was ever played. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're going into the 116th meeting between
these two teams, and they couldn't play overtime until 15 years ago. So it was a tie. you tie. There was, you know, overtime is not 116 years old.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
We know that.
But
can you believe that?
Six ties? What are you talking about in the all-time series? That's a thing?
No overtimes when there couldn't even be overtimes? I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, but and Brandon, I actually was not at that game. That was my first year working back here. But we were down in Florida for a women's basketball tournament.
That's right.
I remember when they won that sucker, we all had a big old time.
Maddie, I got to ask you, as we're hitting our field pass with Matt Andrews, is this day, I mean, obviously you graduated from Ohio State, you came back home, you took the job in which you have now. But is tomorrow, is this the day you look forward to most all year? I mean, you're on the sidelines for Ohio State, Michigan every time they play each other. It is history being written down in what is the greatest rivalry in all of sports. Is this the day you most look forward to on the calendar doing the job that you have?
Yeah, I would say so. Assuming I'm working the game. But I thought last year was as good as it could get. And it was really good, 62-39. But if this team can go up there and complete a perfect season, do you understand how hard it is to go undefeated, to go 12-0? They got a chance to go up there tomorrow and eliminate all the demons of 50 years ago, win that game. Look, they're in the Big Ten championship game. They're going to play for that next week, but it's about tomorrow. Man, if we could have Coach Bruce back for one more pep talk, I'd be ready to run through a brick wall.
All right, Maddie, something slightly less stupid. When you look at this game, when you look at the players that Michigan has right now, are you a believer in what their offense has started to do seemingly in the last 4 weeks since they played Notre Dame?
Only if Shea Patterson has more than 4 seconds to throw it, yeah. And I'm not sure he's going to have that much time tomorrow. Maybe he will. Maybe they'll be able to protect him. And perhaps he'll start to hurt Ohio State or try to hurt Ohio State with his feet. But, you know, you got to believe in what Michigan's doing of late. That's what makes this rivalry great. Like, they're playing their best ball at the end of the year. And I think it was Herbie that tweeted it a couple of weeks ago, you know, as he praised them for their play. You know, we all as you follow your team, you want your team to peak at the end of the year. And I think Michigan's doing that, and I give them credit. And, look, they're going to be hungry. They're going to be angry and hungry. And if Ohio State can eliminate that fast start tomorrow, I think things are going to go really well for the Scarlet and Gray. But, yeah, they're playing well. I give them a lot of credit. And I think offensively they could pose some problems for Ohio State tomorrow.
Last question, Maddie, before we get you out of here. When you wake up tomorrow and you start going up to Ann Arbor, when does it kick in? When do the nerves kick in? Because I said when I wake up tomorrow and I roll over and look at my phone and kind of realize what day it is, I will immediately get the pit of my stomach feeling. When will that kick in for you?
Well, I'm a nervous wreck now. I mean, but at the same time, I will tell you this. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be on camera gate tomorrow around 10:30.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm looking for that next person to come by, and I'm going to find that guy that got JT Barrett on the knee.
God.
Trust me.
Maddie, as always, we appreciate the time. We're looking forward to hearing you on the basketball call tonight. All right, man, if we don't talk to you before then, get some sleep tonight. Enjoy the game to tomorrow, all right?
All right, boys. And no overtime tomorrow, Tim, please.
No overtime.
If the Buckeyes win, I guess it'll be all right.
Exactly. 116 years of overtime. Maddie, we appreciate
it.
We'll talk to you then,
one?
All right?
See you, boys.